There were no presidential debate last night, but two choices for the American public, aired live, were two town halls competing with each other on two different networks. At Joe Biden's town hall, the Democratic candidate went on at length about his policies. And while he defended some aspects of his 1994 crime bill, he said ultimately the act was a mistake. Meanwhile, President Trump insisted the country is turning a corner with the coronavirus, even as cases continue to rise across the country. The president also claimed ignorance about a conspiracy theory that he himself has retweeted. For more on last night's events, we have Scott Wong, senior staff writer at The Hill. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good to be back with you.
Yes. So set the scene for us. Biden's event was so focused on policy that the moderator, George Stephanopoulos, had to actually stop him from going on about his plans. The other town hall was marked by President Trump sparring with moderator Savannah Guthrie and still spreading falsehoods. What was your impression?
Yeah, this was really a study in contrast. You had two very different candidates and two very different town halls. I would argue we saw a greater contrast with these two dueling town halls last night than we did with the first debate, which really descended into just a shouting match. But you saw Savannah Guthrie. She set the tone from the start with President Trump. It was fast-paced. There were tough questions. She followed up. She pressed him at times and really had Trump playing defense, particularly on his handling of the coronavirus, which is now, as we know, getting worse in many rural areas and having a resurgence in some big cities. And then Biden was very measured, thoughtful. And the interesting thing, I think, a day later when we think about these town halls is the Biden event drew 12.7 million viewers compared to 10.4 million for Trump. That's 2.3 million more than for Joe Biden. And I think it really shows the interest in people wanting to hear what Joe Biden has in terms of his solutions for dealing with the coronavirus and the economy.
Well, let's remind folks why these town halls were decided in the first place. It was because Trump refused to participate in a virtual debate, which the debate commission stipulated after Trump's COVID-19 positive test. And Guthrie tried to get the president to say whether or not he took a test before the last debate. Let's listen.
Do you take a test every single day?
No, but I take a lot of tests.
Okay, and you don't know if you took a test the day of the debate?
Possibly I did, possibly I didn't. But, you know, the doctor is very accurate information.
This is pretty significant. The president's still refusing to answer that question. But can you go a little broader for us? What did we hear from him about COVID-19 last night? And did it really differ at all from what we've been hearing up until now?
No, he continued to muddle the issue of his last negative COVID-19 test before his positive test, as well as he's muddled the issue of wearing masks. That comes at a time when nearly 60% of Americans are disapproving of his response to the pandemic. He said he's not against masks and frequently wears one, but then in the same breath, he said that masks have not been effective and falsely claimed that 85% of people who wear masks get COVID anyway. So what's the point? So this was more confusion on his part at a time when I think the American public are looking for some clarity and leadership about how the country can best tackle COVID-19 at a time when rates are now increasing as we head into the more dangerous winter season.
You know, Stephanopoulos pushed Biden on whether he'd be open to expanding the Supreme Court. We've been hearing a lot about that this week, adding more justices. And Biden said it would depend on what happened with the ongoing Amy Coney Barrett hearings. But Scott, is there any chance a new Congress would actually let Biden expand the court?
I think it'd be a heavy lift. You know, Biden, it seems, is trying to have it both ways here. He said he's not a fan of court packing, but he's not ruling it out. You know, in order for this to actually happen, it would require Democrats to take control of everything, White House, Senate, and the House. They would have to pass a law, and then they would also have to eliminate the filibuster for legislation. So there would be a number of steps that would need to happen and a number of scenarios. Namely, that Democrats would need to take control of the entire government for that to happen.
There's so much that happened last night, so much to catch up on. But thank you for talking with us about some of the things that were talked about at both of those town halls last night. That's Scott Wong, senior staff writer at The Hill. Thank you.
Thank you.